When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Economics 101, Black Power Economics, The Building Blocks. Economics and Black Power Economics. Economics is a science. By that, I mean it is an organized system of activities as opposed to a random series of activities. We must remember that, as important as it is, money is only an economic tool. There are other tools that are much more important than money. We must be astute enough to refocus, to look at the picture from a different angle, and put ourselves in a better position to determine what is best for us. What we will discover is this: one of the keys to an independent Black Power economic system is actualizing economic principles that might not have been actualized before. This will be one of several classes that ask fundamental economics questions and answers those questions as simply as possible. The question for this class is, what has to be managed? We have to manage our energy. What is energy? For the purpose of this course, energy is the ability to make something happen. Energy is the fuel that motivates and empowers a person to do whatever he or she does. All energy, in my opinion, is good energy, but what people use their energy to accomplish is not always good. Unfortunately, in the Black community, a disproportionate amount of our energy is used to the detriment of Black people. The energy some of us use to help white people maintain white power is detrimental to Black people, and the energy some of us use to prey on elements of the Black community is also detrimental to our development. We must devote more of our energy to the development of economic activities geared towards establishing a Black power economic system. If Black individuals use their energy wisely, each of us will be able to provide a viable product or service to the Black community. If Black individuals use their energy wisely, each of us will be able to make something good happen. Every time a Black individual makes something good happen for the Black community, our nation takes on more life, more dynamism, and more self-confidence. Today, Black America is the equivalent of an economic ghost town because Black people provide viable goods and services to white America's economic system, not Black America's. The economic energy Black people presently reserve for Black America is practically non-existent. That will continue to be the case as long as Black people operate within the confines of a white power economic system. We can't compete within that system. To be competitive, to be productive, we need our own system. We need Black power economics. And if we make better use of our energy, we can make Black power economics a reality.